Well, I'm a sunshine, only sunshine. You make me happy, sky's gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, thought I held you in my arms. When I woke, dear, I was mistaken, so I hung my head and I cried. Why, my sunshine, only sunshine, made me happy, skies gray, never know. I love you. Now please don't take my sunshine away. Well, I'm a sunshine, only sunshine. Make me happy, skies are gray. You never know how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Please don't take my sunshine away. Please don't take my sunshine away. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Thank you all very much. I'll see you a little later on.
Don't you wish you lived next door to him? I do. I sure do. Now, we can't have a Florida Folk Festival without... And I'm very serious now, ladies and gentlemen, about this. Considering our environment, and we know that alarming things are happening to us, here to sing about it are two Florida authorities from Windsor, Florida, and that's a little bitty place on Noonan's Lake near Gainesville, Dale and Linda Crider.
Most everyone has heard the story about what is happening with our manatees, one of Florida's most important mammals, and we'd like to sing you a new song we wrote about that, about the manatees down in the Loxahatchee. Loxahatchee is one of Florida's South Florida rivers that are being rapidly developed. Most of you might have known where that's at. I'd like to share with you Loxahatchee. The Loxahatchee River bleeds the fatal blood of the manatees. From the boat propeller blades falls the fable mermaid.
An osprey in a gentle wind made a sudden stoop again. Wings and talons flare apart, fins and feathers works of art. Another mollet's broken heart is a part of the Loxahatchee. Now this is natural as can be, but woe to boats that break the speed and hack the backs of the manatee in the grass beds of the Loxahatchee. Now the sea cow seldom roams past Tropicana River homes. Speedboat speed has won the race, scarred the sea cow's docile face. The Loxahatchee River bleeds the fatal blood of the manatees. From the boat propeller blades falls the fabled mermaid.
Thank you. Payne's Prairie, just south of Florida, is the Choa. There's a big sinkhole there that the Indians, the local Patano people who lived off of the prairie, call it Choa, meant great big hole in the ground. And the Spanish came over and they called it Alachua. And that came from that, really, the current county, Alachua. And we'd like to sing you a new song we wrote about that, Alachua.
It was the land of Timucan man, whose wild and spirit strained through the borders of Alachua and the fertile forest plain. Then came the greed of Spanish conquest, Sierra Dondo claim, a paper for a border, the natives home for trade. Alachua, 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 Alachua. The sunshine side of pioneer pride, engraved in axe and spade, turned away a lot you way in less than a decade. Who gave away a lot you way for the paper legal spoil, till from today the native's way of living on this soil. A lot you way. We fish together, Alachua, under the sun. Return again this fertile land to the prairies, creeks, and deer, where eagles soar the azure sky, no careless hand to fear. And man becomes the nurturer of soil and sea and land, protector of the wilderness and steward of the land. Alachua, Alachua, we speak to Mokan tongue, you probably thought it. Alachua, Alachua.
Thank you. We travel around the state talking to people about Florida's endangered species because, unfortunately, we have so many in this state because we've drained and diverted our wetlands, and now we're realizing this summer more than ever, I think, the price we're having to pay for the fact that we didn't hold water quite so precious. So many of those species were dependent on those aquatic ecosystems, and we'd like to do a song now called The Last Live Photo that names a bunch of them.
It's a note about an osprey, an eagle, and a panther. Note about a wood stork and a manatee. Note about water and an Okaloosa darter. Sturges in the Suwannee and mammals in the sea. Caracara of Kissimmee, wasted on the prairie. drainage of the wetland took the sandhill craze. Crocodiles in the mangroves, Everglade kite woes. Click, click, my camera goes for the last live photo. It's a photo of an osprey, an eagle and a panther. Photo of a wood stork and a manatee. Photo of an otter and the Ocalissa darter. Sturgeons and swanee, and mammals in the sea. Caracara of Kissimmee, wasted on the prairie. Drainage of the wetland, to the sandhill crane. Crocodiles in the mangroves,
Everglade kite woes. Click, click, my camera goes for the last live photo. Click, click, my camera goes for the last live photo.
Thank you. Right. Right. So many people are very concerned about the non-renewable, and I think we ought to celebrate the renewable resources of Florida. Certainly plants and animals are the hope that mankind has for understanding so many of the complex questions facing us. And conservation is, if anything else, means perpetuation of those renewable resources. We'd like to sing you a song we wrote about the soil recently. It's called Farm Out Stable State. We'll farm out stable state, hoe and tater rake. Farm out stable state, squash, corn, tomato, steaks. Pomies, carrots, raw, peas and carrots raw. Vegetables for one and all at farm out stable state. Now the sun is the reasons for the climates and the seasons. In charge of the wind and the rain. And it gives me the reasons for the happiest of seasons when I'm singing and picking these old guitar strings. We'll farm out stable state, hoe and tater rake. Farm out stable state, squash, corn, tomato, steaks. Pobies, carrots, raw, peas and carrots raw. Vegetables for one and all at farm out stable state. Thank you.
We get called on to do all kinds of interesting things back there. Let's give Linda and Dale another hand. And I hope that you will take time to talk to them because you'll enjoy them. And I hope you, when you can, that you'll talk to a lot of the performers, the musicians, the dancers. There are just so many. Now, German lore, the Lorelei dancers, singers from the community of Seminole. And let's see, Gerda's Desjardins, doesn't that sound nice? Is the leader. She also is from Seminole, Florida. Let's welcome this beautiful group of German dancers.
Good afternoon, as we say in German.
Good morning.
Grüß Gott. Is it? No, it's quarter after 12. I'd like to present to you the Lorelei dancers today. Come on in. We're going to open our program with a German Schuhplattler, a Bavarian Schuhplattler called Hausschammer Plattler. Thank you. So early in the day. That's beautiful. The next dance that the group is going to do is a little slower, a theme. It's actually an Austrian dance, which we have adopted as one of ours. It's a Ländler, and it's called the Zillertaler Ländler, which has three basic movements. A knot, and I'm sure you'll be able to pick that out, the small window and a big window. And the knot, I know you're going to see and like. It's very intricate. Watch for it. And moving right along, we're going to do another number for you from Germany. It's called Meitzi Putzi. Meitzi is a girl's name, and Putzi means primp up, fix yourself up. Okay, it's actually, while the couples are getting out here, it's actually variations of what the Germans call a Rhinelander or a Schottisch. If you'll notice, our dancers have fun while they dance. We're a fun group. Get your costumes. This next dance is called Mühlrad. And Mühlrad in German means mill wheel. And if you listen to the sound of the feet and to the music and watch the gait of the dancers, you will notice the mill wheel going around. And you will hear the gears as they mesh coming around. Just listen to their feet and listen to the music. Mühlrad or mill wheel. They're putting on is what the millers still wear in the old country over in Germany and Austria, that where they still, where the mills still exist. Okay, let's go. Kathy Teachin are going to do for you the Ländler from The Sound of Music, the same dance that you saw Julie Andrews do in The Sound of Music in its entirety. Thank you. Thank you. That's our tearjerker. Thank you, Kathy. Okay, we're going to finish our program with another Schuplettler. This one is called the Schnuckelplettler. Okay.
Experiences and visiting with them, and it wasn't uncommon when we arrived at their house to see 12 or 14 multicolored, oddly shaped hounds of various sizes come rolling out from under the front porch or other strategic locations. And they may sound a little like this. Now, there was an old hound dog that was all chewed up upon the ears and big baggy eyes, and Grandpa claimed that he had one of the finest noses in the whole county, though he might look bad, but he was a very good dog, and he'd tell you in a minute he was the best around. He would find him a place over in the shade, and he might raise up and look with one eye or maybe both eyes, or maybe raise his old head up and give off a big enthusiastic or if he got up on all fours, you know that he was strictly business. You wouldn't cross him in any way. He was a real rounder. Now, out the back end of the house, there was a grape arbor, and during the heat of the day, the chickens would rust and nestle down in the sand and try to get them a cool place to spend the afternoon. It'd be miserably hot. One by one, they'd disappear over into the hen house and do their duty and lay an egg. And one by one, they'd come down the little landing back to the grape arbor, and they would sound probably relieved more than anything else. Now, there are always biddies around the chicken yard. Oftentimes, pigeons would find a way down to the hen house and the chicken yard. Now, I used to like to go and pester the hogs a little. Grandpa always kept a few hogs around, and invariably you'd find one of them all nestled up in the mud and the shade. They'd have an old piece of tin, kind of a makeshift lean-to, hanging out over the corner of the hog pen, and the old fella could hear you coming, but he just couldn't muster up enough strength to get up. Now, he could sense something was going to happen. And sure enough, I'd pick me up a good-sized limb and blam, just hit it down on top of that tin, and he'd come out from under there. Well, we had a few cows on the place. Cows have calves. The old fella back under the shade tree, he was keeping an eye on everything. Also out in the pasture, probably out in the middle of the hot sun or on a rainy day, he'd be out there in the middle of the rain. It's an ornery critter. Uncle Ed used to like to keep Rhodey the mule over there so he could tend to some of Grandpa's plowing. Rhodey and Uncle Ed were quite a team to watch. But you'd get Rhodey riled and he'd sound like this. The bobwhite quail would, you could hear them all throughout the edge of the pasture and the tall grass going up into the pines. And there was a big stand of oak trees beyond the pines, and through the oak trees you could see and hear the gray squirrel. Now, there was a nice little pond down beyond the oaks. There you see ducks. Of course, frogs of all kinds. Ribbit, ribbit. And late in the evening, it was always fun to go back up to the house and pick out a nice rocker and watch the darkness set in and conversation kind of drift off to silence and the crickets would kind of take everything over. And if you're lucky, once it got darker, you could maybe hear a screech owl. Now, down on the St. John's River and the Ocklawaha River swamps, it seemed like the owls had a network of communication going on back and forth along the riverbank. Now, Uncle Ed told me one time he was out fishing, and he was running late as usual, and he heard this sound, and he really stepped high and never was late again getting home. He claims it was a wildcat. Thank you very much. I've enjoyed it.
Y'all couldn't guess what I'm doing. Chewing. in between leaps. We have a little time before 1 o'clock, and some of you might want to go get some victuals. We'll fill in the time here with our beautiful bagpiper, Percy Hamilton from Stark. He's going to tootle a little for you and tootle you up the hill or down the hill or over in the shade. Don't forget the craftsman. Don't forget the Folklife demonstration area down near the old marble stage, down near the food. And don't forget that the bus is running, and if you're fortunate, you might be able to catch it going down to the food area. All right, Percy.